Any thought that brings us away from this, whenever we see this evil inclination, it allows me to elevate above it.
Evil inclination is my deviation from unity, the desire to unite with the friends. The indifference, when I feel indifference towards them.
The evil inclination is when I seek answers to questions, but without the group. It's when I refuse to discuss something in the group and trying to answer myself or some other external sources. So this refusal from the help of the group. By the way, the question is, how do you define the evil inclination?
Yes, it's the serpent, or it's for me, my beloved. When I fill everything in me, my entire, all the empty space in me, with this desire to fill myself.
When the snake rears its head in the group, is when we approach this and the sensation of the center, then these this phenomena appears of the snake showing its head, of this repulsion in the group. And it's a sensation that we finally came across something that's important.
But to complement what friends are saying, I think that the serpent is not an addition to desires, but the new portion that appears that destroys the unity. And once again, I need to work with the friends to correct it.
Well, you know, again, it's like a lot of people feel a comfortable atmosphere among each other. And in general, I don't think that anybody felt such a hatred. But in this key, under the snake, you can still sort of pertain this thing that you're talking from yourself when you can't feel this common field and to fulfill it. Perhaps it's something like that.
I will add that it is measured and it is it exists in me when I fear for myself. I am responsible only for myself. I am concerned only with myself. And I forget, or I don't want to move towards the friends for them to become your kli, your desire, your concern, your children, your parents, your everything, and only with them, for them to be your center of the universe.
I'd like to maybe add a little bit. I basically heard everything that was inside of me, that after every single person I had to seek more and more to keep thinking, because after every person spoke I had to keep looking. That snake is everything in my perception except the light of the Creator, and the light of the Creator is where I, not the faces of the friends, but their points enter this this raspberry ball, but maybe it's not a ball, it's more like a space, just a, you know, delicious space. And then these points also disperse, and the only thing that's left is the Creator. So if there's this inside of me, then for one moment I felt like everything disappeared, but the only thing that remained was the Creator.
I think that it's when the person stands before the Creator and he feels heavy. He feels a certain heaviness. And, that's as if there's something extra, an excess burden and separation from the group, but not only a separation, but that I'm using the spiritual for myself, for my own sake. And when I recognize what I'm doing, that I'm doing this, I think that the recognition of this action is the recognition of evil.
Continuing all the friends, it seems like everybody spoke, but it seems to me that the evil inclination is my whole self. It's everything that I so stubbornly try to elevate at every moment, every day. But only the point that was given by the Creator, in that point can we develop the connection among ourselves, and everything else is the evil inclination.
Second question. I want to note that the microphone moves from left to right, always to the right. Whichever groups are doing it the other way, please change direction. Second question, if we have defined the evil inclination, how do we work with it so as to draw the upper light? If the evil inclination is what we need to correct, what else do we need in order to draw Omakif, surrounding light? Please go ahead.
Well, if we determine the evil inclination, how do we work with it? What else can we add in order to invoke the surrounding light?
I think that if we define the evil inclination, what else can we do with our nature? Like Baron Munchausen, who can't pull himself up from the swamp, I think what we need to do is add our prayer, our request, and then it's all about the prayer.
This evil inclination, this snake that we've determined, and he can't elevate himself, then you can only do it in the circle, in the group. This is a new level of unity, which is even a greater aspiration toward the center of the group. Only that will give the ability to elevate, to ascend, and to add to that state in relation to the goal.
I think that I want you to do two things. The first is to always watch yourself to realize that your evil inclination is always growing and you can't do anything about it, and to fall in despair because of it. And the second, to always put yourself under the influence of the light, under the influence of the group and the Rav and the lessons, despite not knowing and forgetting and being confused. Just pull yourself by the scruff of the neck into this environment.
Of course, the answer comes as a prayer, which we can turn to. And what I liked was that you can strengthen even more your efforts in unity. If the friends would see this evil inclination, because we find it inside of ourselves more often than not, then we would try to ourselves overcome this state, but most importantly, together with a prayer, to invoke the surrounding light.
If the evil inclination has revealed itself, that's a very good thing. That's half the job done right there. Then I can take this evil inclination. The important thing is to not brush it aside or kill it, hide it. But the important thing is not to hide it, but to really recognize it. And then with this, I take it into the group, and I understand the reason for the group, why I need the group, and the light that returns to the source. I begin to see these things in a completely new light, and that is when this recognition of evil truly becomes essential to me.
I feel that the more we try to unite with one another, the more we'll sense the impossibility of this, but try even harder. But the more this gap between our attempts and the impossibility of unity, as soon as we come to full impossibility, then only the Creator can help.
I think it's a very difficult question. It's unclear how this happens. If it doesn't happen automatically, this appeal to the Torah for the reforming light, then I think perhaps if we get inspired by the lower one, right? That if someone is dependent on me, then what am I doing with this? It's as if I'm finding evil for myself, for the lower. For myself, I don't know how to determine this prayer, how to define it. I don't know if I can pray for myself for my own sake, for myself to feel good, but for the lower one, I don't know, I can't imagine it.
I want to continue. If there appears an evil inclination, then perhaps that's part of the problem. The snake rearing its head is like our lack of understanding this problem. So here we need a preparation. We need a question of even those things that we find ourselves in dissent, then thinking that there's none else besides him, thinking about the friends, understanding that we have to apply our efforts. And when the snake rears its head, for one moment, if it disappears, then this environment that's around us, the friends, the thoughts, it needs to guide us. And then only the sensation of joy can help us to use all of this.
I think that the form is such that there is the evil inclination, recognition of the evil inclination needs to be very strong, because the evil inclination needs to be very great, and next to it, you need to have a very strong support group that would radiate the greatness of the goal. So these two sensations, on the one hand, the greatness of the goal, and on the other hand, a great evil inclination. And from these two sensations, there should be the birth of a new degree, the new step. It's a critical state with a lot of pressure, but it's true. It's a true state.
Well, it seems to me that here there's a very important... It's important to elevate above the revelation of evil. You know that the first restriction is always existing, and beyond that, we always go toward unity. It can only increase my aspiration towards unity. And here, only the second part of the snake can be revealed. When I overcome something, and then I see, wow, this is great. I did all this, and I worked out really, really well. So we also have to be... We always have to sort of, you know, not relate this to ourselves, but only with respect to the group. Can you repeat the question, please?
The question is this: if once we've determined the evil inclination, defined it, what, how do we work with it? What else do we need to add to draw the upper light?
I got the chance to speak again. I think that in any case, you have to add to unity.
I was listening to the friends, and it's so difficult to imagine this. On the one hand, the revelation of the evil inclination, and on the other hand, the need to draw the light that reforms. You have this very, I thought of this image of mountain climbers, where everyone is connected together, tied to one another, and everyone understands that everyone is dependent on everyone else. If one falls, all of them fall.
Next question. What's the difference between working with a friend and working with the Creator? The difference between working with a friend and working with the Creator. Yes, please.
Ну, потому что товарища можно потрогать.
Because a friend can be touched, you can touch a friend, you can hear the friend speak to you, answer you, you can fantasize all sorts of things that you're in this contact with them, or at another type of contact, you ask questions, they answer. That's with the Creator. But with the friend, you can't fantasize anything. If you think that you're, you know, you love him, you're behaving, you're have goodwill towards them, and he'll call you an asshole or something. It's you can't escape it, can't get away from it. You always get a very honest appraisal of how you relate to them.
I had previously a question. First of all, you have to be happy. You have to be joyful that you discovered the evil inclination. But here, at the moment, the Creator between us appears. And so, the difference is perhaps in that. You know, it's not the Creator can appear between us in this unity. It's not like I can discover him somewhere.
В принципе, нету прямой моей работы с Творцом никакой.
In essence, I don't have any direct work with the Creator. I only work through the fronts. And through the fronts, behind every front, the Creator stands, and I reveal him fronts.
Yes, I also think there's no difference here. There's a great gift by giving the friends here. That we can finally see the result of our work. And the result is that if I really exit from myself, if I really want to live in the friends, and as a result, then this manifests between us. It seems like it's the same thing. From the love of the friends to the love of the people.
I think this is all parts of a single whole, because if we love the perfect Creator, then we also love the imperfect actions, behavior. I think the difference is that I can check myself because I don't rise above the friend. If I see the deficiencies, I try to work with them versus with the Creator, I can easily be mistaken.
It seems that the Creator is the goal and the friend is the means by which we come to it. But in the material world, it's kind of different. The means differ from the goal. It's like we can use some means over here and come to a totally different goal, but here on our path we use these means and then these means become the goal.
I have a friend from Kazakhstan whose name is Anwar. Anaur, who when he sees me at congresses or on the internet, he calls me the creator.
It said that from the love of friends, you can come to the love of the Creator. And in order to come to it, you just have to, you know, form this common desire and to give to the friends such that we would be able to give to them. It's like a rocket that is revealed in us.
The friends spoke beautifully. I would like to just add that in order to speak with the Creator, you can you can only speak to the Creator in one way, by speaking to Him through the friends.
Why is it said from the love of friends to the love of the Creator? When the first level ends, and then the next phase begins of developing love to the Creator. From the love of friends to the love of the Creator. Yes, please.
It is written, we are given into the good environment. And you don't need the environment, you need the goal. You need to reveal the spiritual. But gradually you come to understand that for this you need the environment, for this you need the friends. You begin to take account, to consider it, to understand it and work with it. And in the process of it, the understanding comes and the sensation comes that the friends, the group, they are the Creator.
The question is, when does the phase of love of friends end and the phase of love of the Creator begin?
I think there's a transition of a love from friend of Lorenzo love of the Creator is when you stop seeing the friend, stop seeing his qualities, his face, his personality, when you simply start seeing him as part of the Creator, and you love that part.
With respect to the friends, you can give. With respect to the Creator, you can receive. But when, you know, perhaps the most important qualities, we begin to be together with the Creator, then we get these giving qualities. At that moment, perhaps, there appears the moment of transition.
From the very beginning, we must keep this goal before us that we unite in the group and then with the whole world in order to please the Creator. And evidently, when this unification between us happens, after that, we move towards a love of the Creator to bestow to Him.
Continuing the friends, I think that this phase really ends when you begin to feel the friends. When you begin to fulfill them. When you begin to feel yourself as the result of the quality of bestowal. You feel the Creator that's standing beyond it, that always stood beyond it, that always drove you towards it. And He gives you this great love that you've always felt.
Maybe once I've already started to love a friend, and I started to feel everyone as a single whole, this feeling of unity, of oneness, that brings you closer. And I think that in this one singular organism, you can attain the Creator, not even partially.
We study that we don't see the Creator directly, ever. Not only through love of friends can we come to work with Him directly, but when we work with the friends, when we merge into a single whole world, a single world, then all of this comes from overcoming. It's like a pulse that hurts us, then we overcome it, then it hurts us, then we overcome it. And then it seems like after that we can have the ability to thank the Creator. And when we are able to thank Him for this and overcome this hate, this pain, then it becomes much closer.
I think that the stage is beginning. I think the stage of the love of the Creator begins after the love of friends, at a point when you simply discover in your sensations, when you look at the friends instead of...
Next question. When do I need the help of the friends? It's not a simple question. Don't answer automatically. When does the need of the help of the friends appear in me? Does it appear before the demand, the need for the help of the Creator? When does the need for the help of the friends appear in me, and does it appear before the need for the help of the Creator?
I think it arises when you stop relying on your own strength and realize that you are dependent on the friends. And second, I think it comes before the need for the Creator self, because before then I need to feel, I need to experience these pains and the need for the Creator arises only after this, everything accumulates in me, the whole gamut of these states and pains and scrutinies.
Well, Rav said that when do I need the help of the friends, and does that appear before the need for the help from the Creator? If we say that the answer shouldn't be automatic, then, when I'm in a descent and I need the support of the group. But on the other hand, we know that Rabash writes that the group is that place where we give, that it's a place where we come not to receive, but to give. And perhaps the help of the friends is needed specifically when we want to build this common kli and we can't. Perhaps it's not direct help, but it's helping cooperation in mutual work. And I think that this help comes, it needs to come before the help from the Creator, although it could be the same thing.
It's a very difficult question. I was trying to understand when I need the help of the Creator and I couldn't of the friend, and I couldn't figure it out. And I'm trying to reconcile the help of the friend and versus help of the Creator. Maybe I need it after the Creator brings me into the good environment, after He helps me, I need to then seek out the help of the environment. So maybe I always need the friend's help, and I need them after the Creator helps me by bringing me to the right group.
We've heard many times that the prayer of one is not heard because there's no kli. And then you have the prayer of many. So it's that we need the help of the friends, perhaps, to transition from the prayer of many to the help of the Creator.
When problems happen, then automatically I start asking the Creator for help. And then I begin to understand that who am I asking? I realize that I'm screaming into nothingness. Instead, I need to scream and turn to the friends. So that's the order. First, I approach the Creator, and then I approach the friends as the representatives of the Creator.
Well, of course, I would like to attain a state of the Creator. But I say, you know what?
Let's speak about the situation. We aspire to love of friends, to connection amongst ourselves. If we work correctly, then this rejection arises between us. With our collective effort, we try to overcome this mutual rejection. And as we try to overcome, we realize that we are incapable of it. Then the opportunity is revealed to us that we can now ask the Creator, appeal to the Creator, as something that takes place between us as a result of our efforts. We appeal to Him to reveal Himself, this force of unity, of love and correction, in order to glue us together, to unite us. How does this sequence break down? Try to picture it and portray it. Add to one another. You don't need to go in order. In order to build up this mutual picture, this sequence, the right sequence.
Let's try to pretend there's a state when we are trying to unite and it's just not working. We're seeing that we're unable, and the result of this work is revealed in us. We're trying to work, but we're trying to turn to the Creator, and we're trying to describe this state, how it's going through, to live it through, but between us.
Okay, so but as it turns out, what is the state that we need to? We need the whole process.
The whole process is built from proximity, on unity, and correction of the corrected kli.
It's difficult.
No, there's nothing difficult here. We have a task before us to collect the shards. There's no Creator, there's nothing. Everything depends on us. No? Let's go. And then everything will be revealed. Well.
Of course, initially you want to... You're in a state when you're alone, but the sensation is you feel like you are capable of handling everything by yourself at first, but then you realize that it's impossible, that you can't do it alone. And naturally you start searching, where can I find the solution? And you turn to the group. And of course, you turn to the group with this state of yours. I can't portray this.
Well, it seems that in the beginning, that I'll reveal the Creator, and right now, there are some friends in the group, and now I'm going to unite all of them, and the Creator will be revealed. And then you begin to sense that you're unable to do it. And then there appears a demand, a prayer. It seems to be.
I think that this stems from the realization of every person that all efforts made by the individually, they don't lead anywhere. With this realization in the group, where everyone realizes this, I think it needs to come to a certain level. And at that point, it will be that same marvut, that mutual guarantee that we need, because we begin to ask for one another. And then as we try to unite and we can't, we fail, I think it naturally results from everyone's collective efforts when we try. I don't know when it comes, but I think it comes as a result of these constant collective efforts in the mutual guarantee, in trying to guarantee for one another. And then the Creator comes and He helps. Maybe that's what is meant by my sons have defeated me.
To describe the process, I think that, like we said, on a level of feeling, when we try to unite and feel that unity somehow, somewhere, we think that this path is leading toward the Creator. And here there appears a problem, because we see that, we don't know how to turn with this quality, with this request. This desire should have a person separated from the group. And we need to unite more for there to be. Well, I don't know. Go ahead.
I think to myself that I don't know the answer to many questions, but I really want, as we sit together in the ten and you try to unite for the answer to come from this, as a result of this. And as Rav said this again, I had this thought that I want to sit at a very, very big table of thousands of people and get the answer from all of them. I think that any individual efforts are powerless, they're useless. As we learn, the Torah, Israel, and the Creator are one. These notions, they fuse together. And there are pieces of the puzzle that are interconnected, and one leads to another. But I think our goal is to try to glue them together so that unification with the friends and the Creator and prayer, all these things would sound in the exact same way, in the exact same place, in all the places at the same time at once. I think then the sequence is going to start working.
First, I want to reveal the Creator within me, very simply and logically. And then I despair, and I think it's easier to listen to Rav, and then I think about connecting to the friends. What can I do in them? Let's say one of the friends says that perhaps, I don't know, Maxim said that he's revealed the Creator. I look at him and I'm like, well, I don't know. It doesn't seem like you revealed the Creator.
All right. So, Butashevsky, huh? He's suspected of having revealed the Creator. Understood? Okay, so I'll tell you. The person comes to the group. Of course, he doesn't want to hear anything about all that he hears from his ego is, I want to reveal the Creator. I'm ready to do it. So let him be revealed. He starts studying, doing this and that. He doesn't hear that this can only be done in unity. He cannot hear it. And then, ultimately, at a certain point of at a certain stage of his efforts, he begins to realize that he cannot attain it, but he still evokes, draws a certain measure of the surrounding light out to himself because he's engaging in the study in the group, and as a result, he begins to understand that this isn't about attainment in the sense that he thought of before. It's scientific or emotional or about knowledge, but it's in the revelation. The revelation is between him and his friends. When he begins to uncover, expose this point, the revelation of the connections between him and his friends, he begins to dig in and understand or ask himself, where is the Creator here? He thinks and he thinks and he exerts efforts, and still, his direction, his aim is to reveal the Creator. He's aimed at the Creator. And that is why he does not perceive the direction, the notion of from love of friends to love the Creator. And gradually he continues to get disillusioned. And as he does that, the light influences him and he becomes disillusioned in this updated method. And then gradually new scrutinies appear in him and he becomes ready to listen, that he needs to do it between the friends. He stops studying a little bit. He stops focusing on the Creator and on the study. He starts focusing on the friends. He realizes that that is where the Creator is revealed. He cannot keep these notions in his head at the same time. The Creator, the friends, everything all together. But he realizes that between the friends, among the friends, the Creator is going to be revealed there. And that's where he reveals the back side, of the reverse side of the Creator. What does that mean? That he reveals himself in that state that they had at Mount Sinai, and hatred, a lack of understanding and concealment, that's an utterly negative state that they had revealed at Mount Sinai. And that is when they develop a collective need to reveal the force of love and bestowal and unity between them, and that's the Creator. That is how they begin to portray and picture the Creator from the reverse of it. Even though it's rejection and distancing and hatred, but it's pressuring that point of bestowal unity, and that's what causes them to desire and to necessitate this force. That's the third stage. And that's when they begin to work amongst themselves to reveal the Creator between them. That's when they have finally the right idea of what the Creator is, as the right connection, the correct connection between them. That's why we have the rule from love of friends to love of the Creator. And that's how it's actualized, one in the other. And essentially, this is the same, one and the same reality. Why are you all so quiet suddenly? All right, so this is the end of our workshop. We still have questions and answers. And our collective desire, a prayer with which we will complete day one of the Congress. What do you think? And everyone in the group, again, so go back to your tents. What is the desire that we put put behold for ourselves that we absolutely must realize, actualize, but make it special. Not just any, you know, like to unite, to love one another, etc., etc. No. Maybe something that you've felt today that was special. Please go ahead. Please repeat the question. Okay, I'm going to repeat. So, what is the intention or question or wish do we complete day one of the Congress? Conclude day one of the Congress. Go ahead, give me a thought or a wish, a desire. Polish it amongst yourselves.
Чтобы все 7 миллионов жителей города Санкт-Петербурга почувствовали хоть немножко.
So that all the citizens of St. Petersburg would feel the Creator a little bit.
Well, I can't speak for the 7 million, but I would like to ask my 10 to have this force of unity be revealed between us, that we unite all of us together. I think we're all speaking towards the same thing, really, but I really want us to feel this network, this net of unity that's living and already existing between us.
I'm very proud of all my friends, and I'm very happy for them, and I want to share this joy to everybody, and for everybody to just be so thrilled for their friends, and for the day to end and continue with this immense joy.
To keep hold of the connection that has formed here and not let it go.
I want us to annul ourselves even more and to all of us for to unite together, then in that vacuum a little part of the Creator will fill.
Today we spoke about exiting oneself and starting to sense the friend and to stop thinking about yourself. I want the state. I wanted to claim me 100%. I want to exit myself and for this common mutual state to form all around us.
So that he would help us, for him to fix this, take this film off the light, all off of our hearts, and unite the friends.
My request is to not forget to keep asking for my friends, and for my friends to not forget to keep asking for one another, and for us to never leave, abandon this work, and remember that everything exists only in the friends.
And to realize.
Ну, я хочу объединение такого, чтобы мы почувствовали, что каждый молится, и это.
I want this unity for us to feel that everybody is praying.
Чтобы почувствовать, что.
To feel that everybody wants it there.
До конца дошло, то есть завершилось.
And to just come to its conclusion for all these obstacles. To just crawl out of our skin in order to. You know, to come to this.
For it to be over. We have a few more minutes. Speak about briefly that which we are building together between us in our mutual connection of love and bestowal, that is what we call the Creator. That which we build between us in our mutual connection of love and bestowal is what we call the Creator. We build, make the Creator. Please go ahead.
Творец — это абсолютная любовь, абсолютная радость, абсолютная...
The Creator is absolute love, absolute bestowal.
Не знаю, мне как-то не совсем...
And it's like it, maybe it hopped from the past question, and it's perhaps I want to raise a prayer in order for all of us to, one is up and one is down, for us to all enter this resonance at the end of the first day, for all of us to finally feel together, to ascend up in that amazing joy. And, you know, this irrational optimism for it to take over everybody and to just, you know, to go up and up. But I think it's only with the help of the Creator. If He would hear all of us, then it would happen. It would work out.
I think that this is a basis created for unity between friends, the love created between us. And I would wish for those, for the singles event evening that we're going to have today, for those who have yet to find their partner, for them to meet one another, to get married soon, and to strengthen our common vessel.
Well, I just remember that what Rabash is writing, that all I feel and see are the friends. I would want to come in that to that point where I come to a state in which this is revealed in all the friends.
Let's sing something quietly without getting up, and then we'll move on to questions, okay?
Познав добро и зло. Вопросы. Прошу.
Questions, please.
Начинаем, как обычно, с женщин.
We're starting from the beginning with the women.
Москва.
Киев.
Ах, извиняюсь.
Киев. Okay. I'm from Kiev. Ralph, you spoke about... I have a question. What is the women's function in preparation, and where? What is my contribution?
The Creator is revealed according to particular laws. I've never seen a law where it's only this which for women and this for men. There's a law of the desire and the light. And if the desire is like the light, then they come together, and this is called the revelation of one and the other. In our case, it's called the revelation of the light and the Creator, or the desire, or the light and the creature. Whatever it is, men or women, it has no connection. Whatever it is, it is. And this, likewise, you can also ask, you know, why are some people like that and some people like this? It's the same law.
What is my contribution to this common goal for it to happen in this Congress?
Your input is for all of this to happen, for all of this to be realized, so that we would organize such a form of connection so that it would be called the Creator, a common unity and love.
What should I be thinking about at this moment?
You have to think about it.
For this to happen, to take place?
For, yes, to undergo it. In the name of my brother and so on, my brothers and friends.
And what if I feel that I'm getting to a certain point and then there's a wall, I'm hitting a wall?
Yes, this is the friend. This is the friend helping the friend. This is that concept of the friend helping the other. Ишет яраю язору. Otherwise, you won't be able to do it. Each one needs a desire of the other. And then, this collection of integral desire, then it would realize this system. It's not, there's no creator without the creature. This upper nature is manifested in us when we demand it. So there can't be the revelation of the Creator if not in mutual love, at least in the minimal level. It doesn't reveal our entire desire. It's infinite. It's truly enormous. It reveals a little bit, a small degree. But on this degree, we need to create, not create, but try to create a connection between us as much as possible, as a child that's trying as much as possible.
What should I ask my friends for?
So that they likewise would help you and you them mutually.
Should I ask with my friends?
Yes, why not?
Or with my words?
A little bit. I'm very... I was very touched sincerely by the women that spoke. A couple of women that spoke, a few people. Their words were very sincere. Yes, that's what we have to do. How else? Well, you know, if you can do it without words, for other people to feel you, this is, transmits from one person to another.
And if I feel that I can't ask?
Well, you're already crying. That's good. Great work.
Сергей Минск.
Сергей Минск. After this seminar, at this workshop, I want to ask, what is Махсом for all of us, this point of return?
Look, together with you, we occupied with very concrete and serious questions. I've never asked them in this way. Seriously. I've never asked the questions in this way. It's felt, right? For a person to know very concretely that along this path, along this way, he needs to pass through in order to reveal what he has to reveal. The Mahsom is called our internal unity in such a way that I disappear. So form it like that, not in a scientific way, but in an emotional way. This is an internal barrier. It's like I can't do it. Like, otherwise, if I don't do it, I'll disappear. It's like Nachshon who throws himself first into the ocean. Otherwise, I'll fail. Otherwise, I can't do it. Because without that, I don't want to be in it at all.
You were telling us about how it happened to you. Why does it come?
No, that's not what I was talking. That's not what I was telling about.
Please.
Who has the mic? Oh, you do.
I do.
Who are you? Oksana again.
Oksana from Krasnoyarsk. No, this is a different Oksana.
Ну давайте. Я знаю точно, что вы чувствуете наше желание.
I know for sure that you feel our desire. It's very strong in everyone, for every one of us. We have come to the limit. You can feel it, and I know that you know it. What are we missing? What is the last step that we need to take? Give us the secret, please. We'll do it. We promise.
There is no secret here. The science is called hidden because it's not revealed to a person until he feels helplessness with this method. That's why it's called secret. It's also called secret because it's revealed to a person gradually according to his efforts. It's like a person, it's like a child. A child can't reveal what he's going to be like at the age of 3 when he's 2. He doesn't know. And likewise, we don't know how we will be because we still don't have these qualities to understand it. Not because it's revealed, concealed. Nobody's concealing it from you. You're concealing it from yourself and your next state, and that's it. So all this mysticism and everything, it's in the wrong direction. You have to change yourself. And then gradually you'll feel these steps. But if you're just telling us about it, then nothing will turn out, just what's happening in the books. Because we still don't have the correct feelings. What else do we have to do? We have a very concrete problem before us. To unite in such a way, to feel among ourselves the feeling of connection, unity, love. Let's not use the word love here, but the sensation of complete internal connection. Ignoring faces and everything, there's nothing. Stop looking, stop seeing each other. We want to feel internal connection among each other. We need to try to feel it. We need to try in all circumstances to be in it. But when we go to it, then we realize that we expand it by 620 times. Pi tarach pamim. We multiply it 620 times. We reveal it 620 times more powerfully than it is in the beginning by our efforts. This is what we need. We need to reveal this internal connection between us. It is there.
просить, требовать, кричать.
Ask, demand, try, inspire others just to do this. Try under any circumstances for nobody to jump out of this unity, for everybody to be directed at it. This is the condition of the revelation of the light. Or the mutual guarantee, and so on. Yes, please. Seriously, quickly. Quickly.
Well, we're exerting efforts to unity, unification. Our states are changing. For instance, I feel rejection. I feel hatred. I need to unite with a friend, but I can't. You say that I need to overcome. What does it mean to rise above, to overcome? Is it to continue trying to physically unite with them, or
in any physical way to try to unite above it?
So when I rise above, what do I feel? Do I feel that same hatred, but then I build something else on top of it?
Yes, upon that you build a new new quality, the quality of connection.
But does it remain, or does it disappear? Do I need to feel anything else?
That doesn't matter. Afterwards, you'll see what it is.
Rav, in which place do I feel this, whatever I'm building above the hatred? Do I feel it in my brain, in my heart, in my foot?
In the upper left central part of your stomach.
Spleen.
Spleen.
Rav, first a prelude to a question. If I understand correctly, my receiver is the ego, and the frequency that I pick up as a radio receiver is the ego. If I can't pick up a certain frequency and it frustrates me, or I do pick up a certain frequency and whatever it is, that egoistic frequency, I already see it in me. So, is this the case?
Yes.
Then the question. If me or a friend, or if I see in a friend, or a friend sees in me some kind of ego, then
egoism meaning the quality of repulsion from the group.
Yes. This annoyance or irritation. If it's not there, then I already see the ego in its corrected state. And if I do feel irritated, then this point is not yet corrected. So if I feel irritated and a friend sees this point in me, or in another friend, that's already corrected, but in me, it's not corrected. Can he come up to me and say, I see that this and that is happening?
You don't have to tell him anything. He needs to help you. Give him an example, as if you don't understand. You know, in a very kind of unclear way, to give an example, to elevate the importance of the goal, maybe to mention something, maybe to hint, or to show how important this goal is. In this way to act.
So not directly, but find...
desirably not directly, to not influence your ego anymore. We, under no circumstances, should push people even lower, only to raise them. Yes, next, onward. Well, somebody get up and speak.
Hello, Sergey from Moscow. I wanted to ask about from love of friends to love of the Creator. I'm curious. I know what inner work is, that I need to think about the collective luck and about the collective all the time. But what does it mean for me to start working with the friend? Does it need to be a specific friend or friends that I start delving into our relationship, I dig there, or is it supposed to be my daily work in the group?
Where else but in the group? Where else could you have friends? Only the closest group, because physically it is before you, that place where you can do all this. If there's no physical group, it's very difficult. Very difficult. Almost improbable that without being in a physical group to advance spiritually. Yes. Quickly. Well,
Ruslan is Ufa.
Ruslan from Jaffa. At this workshop, when we exert efforts, we feel that we're gradually making headway. We're crawling, creeping through the states. But now, look, we turn around and things are a little bit different.
This is how you have to feel yourself constantly in the group, that you're obligated to one another and to constantly be in a question and always figure out these questions to each other.
Should we always continue this attack like in a workshop?
And what else besides that? Do we have prepared women or no? If not, then no. So what are you doing if you're standing next to the microphone?
Dear Rob, dear friends.
Why are you looking side to side? You need to prepare the woman, prepare a woman and give her a microphone.
Question, how do I turn on friends Hisaron? How do I turn on, activate the collective Hisaron? How do I activate the upper reason?
You don't have to do it above reason, do it within reason.
How do I do that in my reason? How do I activate it?
How? When you notice that people are missing your support, your presence, when you notice that their entire... When their progress depends on you, then you reveal your evil. Why otherwise would they be in that state? Of course we're all suffering because of you. I'm not joking. This sensation needs to appear. This is called mutual responsibility. Okay?
What is corrected in the connection between us?
What is corrected in the connection between us? This is one of the questions. What's corrected in the question between us? That egoism, that repulsion, which comes as in our effort to switch.
What is the difference between this and the corrected relationship in the spiritual and to people in our world coming to a consensus?
They want to unite until the loss of themselves in our world. They want to unite such that they would completely lose any and all differences, borders, transitions for this entire world, not to separate them at all in its qualities. That's how they want to unite. They want to unite as a result of, in answer to that. They want to reach such a unity. They wish to, above that, to feel that repulsion, the evil inclination, and to start working on it. They have none of that.
Why not?
Okay, then you have to think a little bit more. Maybe we'll talk tomorrow. Talk with the friends. They'll explain it to you, okay? It's not even talking. Dear Rob, today we reveal the scheme from the love of friends to the love of the Creator that we can't come to our spiritual revelation before that. And we see that when we begin to unite, we reveal the Mount Sinai.
Only in this case.
And without that, people get divorced and run away from each other and can't connect at all. So the question is, what light do we need? What's the key for, you know, some dissemination, something? What do we need?
When, in spite of everything, they feel a mutual rejection and hatred, it may be felt very differently and very calmly. I just stop talking to one person, I move away from another, I can't hug this one or that one. And it can last for 10 years or 20 years because people don't want to overcome this cold contact. Well, so we're at the same table, but I just don't sit next to this person or I don't talk to that person. Meaning I don't work on myself to clench your teeth and exert towards unity. And I'm just homogeneous, one with everyone else. There's no difference between them. Absolutely no difference with them. For me to have this absolute contact, heart to heart with them, to have one heart. And if I once I do that, I begin to reveal true opposition, true rejection. And if I don't aspire to it, then I can be in this group for many, many years, and without advancing at all. And then stand up and ask a question: why isn't anything changing? Why isn't it coming? Like we've heard
can
already.
Can the key to this be wide dissemination? Does it invoke this light?
No, it doesn't cause that. Under no circumstances, it's all mutual. You need to meet several conditions. If you aspire to love friends, then this also must be within your realm of responsibilities.
So, unity and through unity dissemination.
Yes.
So you're saying that a huge demand occurs in the world, that there are thousands of people here all working in hundreds of organizations behind which there are hundreds of more thousands, and it turns out that we need a clear message, a video presentation, I don't know, of those instructors that we can present in these organizations and so on.
Yes, but at this Congress, we're not talking about that. We're talking mainly about how we must unite and not as how we present or disseminate. We'll talk about that also, but not right now.
So how can we unite if this mountain of hatred only grows and grows?
So it's rising in order for us to unite above it. When you begin to feel this mountain of hatred, you will see how you can rise above and unite above it. For now, you can't.
But Kabbalists write that the greatest light is invoked by these 99%, this Levev, and how can we invoke it?
This isn't what a big light. This isn't happening yet. We need to unite ourselves first. What light can you bring to the 99% until then? What are you talking about? We're still in the preliminary stages.
How can dissemination influence unity?
The dissemination is effective because when you start working with them, you realize how important it is what you're doing, your task. It's the children that teach the parents, and the students teach the teacher.
Rav, you said today, and now for the first time, that being in a gigantic group of people as we are right now, everybody is in a different state. This is normal, and this is how it should be, but I still don't see a way for us to be able to come, being all in different states, to come to a common prayer, to a single cry, as just like, you know, at any moment, like at a lesson, if we're all sitting there focused in one single unity and one single intention.
Throughout today, this entire day, we have a desires that keep rising and changing and transforming and shifting. They're integrating amongst themselves, and that's how it should be. We can't always sit at the same workshop from morning till night. No, we need to have breaks and exits and entrances and back and forth. That's how we're built, and that's how we need to behave. You shouldn't, get fixated in perfectionism.
Rav, I have a question. I want to get I have a desire to get the answer. This is Oksana from Sochi. No, but a different one.
It's another Oksana, but a different one this time.
When I'm with my friends, and I'm with when I'm with my friends, do I have this principle of love your neighbor as yourself? When I'm with others, should I also be a neighbor
Absolutely
like that?
Not. They'll think you're an idiot. I'm being very serious. With the outside world, external world, you need to behave just like everybody else.
Okay, thank you.
Be a completely regular person. Under no circumstances should you try to love anyone.
Vladimir Kishinev, Moldova.
Vladimir from Moldova. Following question with respect to the group, it's really easy for me to lower myself with respect to the friends. If I see him, his attitude towards me is love, and I see the greatness of the goal that he has, and all of this is shown to me by him. Is it help of the friend if I would play, act in this way, so that I would constantly act in my greatness of the, to show him all the time the greatness of the goal? Will it help the friend?
Of course, it's helpful. That's what it's written in the articles. Everyone needs to show greatness of the goal, love in the group, and show a good example to the friend, of course.
Specifically, that is the help of the group?
Of course, that's how it should be. Hold on, friends, you don't know the sources.
Guys, that's from Perma. Perhaps I got a desire to give, but it's always sort of, you know, in different proportions and stuff. Here I feel everything, I feel here less, here more, and so on.
What's your question?
And so here we are together with the friends. Egoism is growing. We're going through this state. And we're uniting. And then the Creator starts automatically helping us, or what?
We are in a system that is activated automatically and is being counted. It's going through a chronological clock, and it gradually follows and executes its program. Or we accelerate its regular course, and in addition to accelerating it, we also sweeten it, mitigate it, because we accelerate our own path towards equality of bestowal and love. That is why we make the next stages of development more beneficial. They seem more, they're heavier and more difficult for us, but we don't realize that we undergo a tremendous amount of states within us that normally would have taken us several lifetimes. And this Congress that you're experiencing right now,
just a regular person?
Oh yes, a regular person. I don't know how many decades it would take people. As we see today that the world is developing very quickly, but still, no matter that notwithstanding, most people it would take decades to go through these states, but we will live through them in 3 days. So you cannot compare the world's development to ours. We're advancing at a breakneck speed, but you can't imagine. We can move at a speed of light if only we will start focusing more and more going forward. What we need to do is to fit this ray of light and to advance along it. And this is what I want everyone to achieve here. Otherwise, no one's leaving here. Yes? Deal? This should be our intention, very clear intention. We must do it. I think today has been very successful. I'm very serious. I gave you very tricky, trick questions, and they're pointed, and they really hit the point from where you can't escape. If you listen to these questions again, you wrote them down, and if you don't understand them, I can answer. I can explain. We can do a whole lesson on these questions if you want. The questions in the first workshop and second. These are very important questions. Now, we also have a dinner on a schedule and a cultural program. And after the cultural program, who are single people here, bachelors, bachelorettes, raise your hands. And the women? Oh, they don't want to raise their hands. Look at that. Well, that's it.
Как это так? Как только я у кого не спрашиваю, нет, я свободна.
How is that possible? As soon as I ask someone directly, they say, no, I'm available.
И вдруг все замужем.
And then, but now suddenly everyone's married. How do you like that?
No.
Yes. Okay. Now I understand. All right. So because we have also a singles event for tonight of available persons, this should not be the case. We need to exterminate this disease. I'm being very serious about it. Try to meet one another, have a chat. Maybe there will be a connection. You'll make a connection. Check it out. No one's going to force anyone, of course, but I would very much recommend it. So this is going to happen after dinner, after cultural program. We also have this singles event where the marriageless are going to meet together. And everyone else goes home. Okay, deal? No one goes anywhere. All the married people go back to your rooms. Don't listen to anything. Don't watch anything. A lullaby, sing yourself a lullaby, and go to sleep. And in the morning, we meet back here at 8 o'clock, right? 8 in the morning? 9? Why 9? I don't care about the schedule. I'm just asking why not at 8. So 8 o'clock, doors open from 8 to 8:30. We drink coffee. They have tremendously tasty treats here. So watch girls, you have to watch your figures, huh? So, and then 8:30 we have a gathering of friends until 9 o'clock. And 9 o'clock we begin our lesson. I very much recommend preparing your questions in advance, okay? Serious questions, and tomorrow we need to go through them all. And ideally we want questions from today, about today's topics. So, maestro?
Гармония — это я и ты, ты раскрылись в нашей жизни мечты. Гармония. Помни я, когда мы вместе, сердца соединятся в песне. Гармония — это я и ты, где раскрылись наши жизни и мечты. Гармония, когда мы вместе, сердца соединятся в песне.